From the KBIE newsroom in Columbia, I'm Garrett Giles. Parents of transgender children are slamming a Missouri measure that would require public school students to use bathrooms and locker rooms that correspond with the sex of their birth certificates. Republican Senator Ed Emery said that the measure is needed to protect students' safety and privacy. Parents and transgender children argued at a hearing yesterday that the proposal is discriminatory and would put transgender students at risk. The Lake of the Ozarks Police Department purchased 12 body cameras this month to be used by all uniformed officers. The equipment cost the department over $15,000. That money was raised through state grants and donations from local businesses. Police Chief Gary Lunderville says that the department chose body cameras over the traditional in-car cameras for mobility reasons.
The body cam, the officers are wearing it on their shirt, so whatever they're seeing, so the same thing as the body cam. We can go inside a business, we can go inside a house, down the hill, around the corner. You know, we still got video where we don't have that with an in-car camera.
Launderville added, while his officers were hesitant to use the cameras at first, the new technology will help the department train new officers and investigate citizen complaints. Vice President Mike Pence talked about job growth while visiting an equipment and engine dealership in Missouri today. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens joined Pence at a Fabric Cat headquarters in Fenton, Missouri, outside of St. Louis at 1:30 p.m. Pence met with workers, received a tour of the facility, and gave a speech. The vice president's remarks aligned with the push for labor reforms in the Republican-led Missouri legislature. Bills include proposed changes to the way minimum wages requirements are calculated for public works projects. State Representative Kip Kendrick filed a bill with the Missouri House of Representatives to rename the stretch of Providence Road between Business Loop 70 and Interstate 70 Sherman Brown Jr. Memorial Highway. Sherman Brown was the owner of an equipment and party rental store in Columbia named Lindsay Rentals when he died in August. Brown had worked there almost 50 years and used his store to mentor the city's youth by hiring at-risk teens. Sherman's widow, Vicki Brown, says she will be overwhelmed with emotion when she drives on the road named after her former husband.
It will mean a lot, not only to me and my family, but a lot of people who loved and thought so much of him.
The bill will be next reviewed as a consent bill by the House Trade and Tourism Committee. I'm Garrett Giles, KBIA News, Columbia.